Well, I didn't, like, I didn't see that coming after the first 18 times. Ooh.
Sorry. There's only 27 castles left. I think she's in one of them.
27 more castles left? You know what? No. There's no princess. This is some sick, twisted little game you've come up to keep me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The heck you don't. How did you get in here? There's some kind of back way to... I don't have to...
Sorry, the princess is in another castle.
That's so. All right. Excuse me just a minute. I'll be right back.
I'm sorry, but the first aid kit's in another castle.
Hey, Mario.
Oh.
How's it going?
Oh. It's you, Link. So, how are things since you got promoted to the head of the Video Game Ethics and Ratings Committee?
Oh, they're great. Just great. Yeah. Listen, Mario, you've been canceled, so I'm just going to have to ask you to clean up your stuff here. Move it down to those dungeons next to the furnace. That'll be just great.
You can't cancel me.
Look, Mario, look at it this way. You've had to run it 27 years now. It's just time for you to stop, okay?
But I've got 3 lives left. I haven't found the princess yet.
Still looking for love in old castles, Mario? Look, you're just exhibiting too much bad imitatable behavior to impressionable children. There's just too much violence in your games.
Violence? But it's me, Mario. There's no violence in my games.
Should I ask Toadstool over there about that? Look, Mario, just... Also, it's just that whole thing with the implied drug use with all the mushrooms. It's like that whole Mighty Mouse thing from the 80s. We just got to keep the retail markets and the parents' groups happy, you know?
But you can't cancel me. I'm a video game. She might be in the next castle. Just come on, let me go to the next level. One more castle. I know the princess is there. Look, you want gold? I've got gold coins. Hundreds of gold coins.
Look, Mario... I'm just going to go ahead and get off stage. I'm going to give you your new assignment here. I'm going to give you a chance to try out this whole new daytime TV thing, all right? So we're on in about 10 seconds, okay? Knock him dead, Tiger.
Daytime TV? What are you talking about? Link!
5.
Link!
4. 3.
Link,
2.
One.
Go, go, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Super Mario Povich Show!
Hey, it's a me! Mario! Well, we've got a great show full of surprises. Let's meet our first guest, who is trying to overcome a couple of deep personal issues. Please welcome Q-Bert!
Hey, Super Mario Povich!
Hello, Q-Bert. Now, you've been battling Tourette syndrome for decades now, is that correct?
You're right, I have, Mario. I mean, I can't keep a job because nobody will hire me. And just forget about relationships. I almost got married once in Vegas, but when we got to the altar, I said, I'd marry it, do. And that was the end of that.
Okay. Well, it also says here, you also suffer from an acute case of obsessive compulsive disorder?
Now that's just silly, Mario.
Your friends say otherwise. They say you constantly work on your pyramid thing.
Look, you've got it all wrong. I clean and organize just as much as the next video game.
Well, why not mix it up a little bit? Why not have some of the blocks in your pyramid be yellow and some be blue?
I just like to keep my place looking good, you know? And nothing says stable and adjusted like a pyramid with the blocks all the same color.
Oh, come on, Cubert. We sent a camera crew out to your pyramid at 3 a.m., and we saw you out there that you were still working on your blocks.
If all the boxes aren't the same color, the snakes will get me! You need to keep them all the same color to keep the snakes away! Can't you hear them? Can't you hear the snakes? I can hear them all the time! Boing! 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 I can hear them now! They're coming for me! Get these snakes away from me! Go yourself and the you wrote in on you! Boysenberry pie! Oh, you're right, Mario. I need help. I need a doctor.
Well, fortunately, I'm also Dr. Mario. Okay, here. I think I have them here, yes. Take two of these and call me in the morning.
Oh,
at level three, please.
Thanks so much, Doc.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah. Look, pharmaceuticals are not some kind of children's game. If you think you're seeing snakes wherever you go, please consult your doctor, or just jump on a multicolored hovering disc to escape. We'll be right back.
We're the stars of the hit video game,
Contra! And we've got a question for you.
Do you feel run down?
Are you constantly being impeded by multiple things that are always in your way?
Are you tired of doing crazy backflips through the air?
Always operating at a loss.
And you can't go back the way you came?
Well, no more! Because it's time to get productive!
Contra productive!
With our new amazing 12-step program. With this amazing new system, your productivity will go up, up.
And your losses will go
up. Shut up!
Yeah.
We aren't talking to the army! We're doing the lines! So yes, sir! Shut up! This is the amazing 12-step program! Alright, your productivity will go
up.
All right, your productivity will go up, up.
And your losses will go down, down.
You'll be making dividends left and right.
Did you say left and right, Bill?
That's right, Lance, so that you can be a selective starter. You look great.
I feel like I got 30 lives.
Wow.
I can do anything.
If you want to order this amazing system, just go to the new website, KonamiCode.com.
Or you can pick up the phone and call 1-800-30-LIVES. That's 1-800-30-LIVES. Thank you.
The end of your strife draws near.
Oh!
Are we still on? Okay, Pac-Man has been the icon of video games since he took the industry by storm on May 22nd, 1980.
Just wanted to make sure something.
He's also been an icon of marital bliss since 1982 when he married the lovely Ms. Pac-Man. Over the course of their 25-plus-year marriage, they had many famous children, including Pac-Man Jr.,
Super Pac-Man, Leisure Suit Pac-Man, and the much less popular Sweaty Pac-Man. The Mann family faded into obscurity in 1990 after the deaths of thousands due to the outbreak of Pac-Man fever. And they have led a quiet family life since then. Miss Pac-Man was considered by many to be the very best of the Pac-Man series, but now, just as she has consumed millions of power pellets, a dark secret threatens to consume her. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ms. Pac-Man. Very nice to meet you, Ms. Pac-Man.
Hello, Super Mario Pavlovich.
Now, it's been widely rumored that you've battled with bulimia. Is this true?
Yes, it was horrible. I still struggle with it every day. Just being nervous makes me hungry.
Well, how have you hid it from people for so long?
The mazes have tunnels. That's where the bathroom is.
Well, now you've contacted the Super Mario Show because you have a secret you want to tell Pac-Man, and for some inexplicable reason, you can only do it on national television.
He might leave me. Do you have something to eat? Like some cherries?
No, I'm sorry, Ms. Pac-Man.
Apples? Strawberries are good, too?
No.
Keys? Any keys?
No.
But they're worth 5,000 points.
Please, Ms. Pac-Man, you're here to make a confession.
Oh, dear. Yes, I was unfaithful. I'm worried that Pac-Man may not be the father of little Pac-Man Jr.
Well, and you're here to find out for sure. Your husband is waiting in our isolation room. I know this is difficult for you. Are you ready to face him today?
Yes, Super Mario Pavlovich. I think I'm ready.
All right. Please welcome to the studio, Pac-Man. Hello, Pac-Man.
Hey, Super Mario, how you doing?
Pac-Man, you've been married for over 25 years, and that's really amazing. How do you do it?
Well, I tell you, we try to eat together every single day. Now, am I going to find out something terrible that's going to ruin my life just because I'm on this show?
Are you sure you don't have any bananas?
Yes, but we have no bananas.
We have no bananas today!
Look, baby, I already know about the anorexia. It's all right, honey, we can get you some treatment, and I'll be with you all the way.
Anorexia? I'm Ms. Pac-Man. Oh. I eat. It's what I do.
Ms. Pac-Man, I think it's time to tell Pac-Man why you're here today.
Paxi,
yes?
I've been unfaithful.
Oh.
And you may not be Pac-Man Jr.'s father.
How could you?
I'm sorry.
How could you?
It just happened.
No, literally, how could you? You're bald, you're yellow, you're fat, you eat everything in sight. I mean, you're like a headless Homer Simpson with a bow in his hair. I mean, why? She dies. Don't fool me. You don't know me. What did you do? Did you get that poor guy drunk?
Yeah, it's not exactly like your Billy Mitchell, you know.
Hey, you leave that chicken pushing Donkey Kong cheater out of this. Look, you live in a crystal castle. We've got the Double Dragon Brothers as our bodyguards. You never had it so good.
Please, you eat all day and you never talk to me anymore. I've had to turn to Sinistars for conversation.
Sinistar? The guy that says I hunger? Look, he says only seven things, and six if you don't count his screen. Oh.
All right. Let's calm down.
What's in my life?
Let's calm down here. Look, we have the results of the test. Sonic the Hedgehog, will you please deliver the results for Pac-Man Jr.?
Who was that?
Excuse me. Thank you. I have the results here. In the case of Pac-Man Jr.,
yes.
Pac-Man, you are not the father.
What? Crash Crasher Bandicoot?
No!
Did you take a delivery from the paper boy?
No!
Did you get a Hyrukin from Ken and Ryu?
No!
Well, then who was it?
It was me! Yes, yes. I confessed to her one day that when we were hiding in those tunnels outside the bathroom, I kind of liked the way she would eat me up when I turned blue, and one thing led to another,
Hey, shut up! Shut up! I can't listen to this anymore! I can't listen to this anymore! Look, baby, maybe I could deal with it if it was Parappa the Rapper or some other obscure video game character. But Blakey, why, baby? I can't forget it! I'm gonna waka 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 out of here!
Are you saying you're ending your marriage over this, Pac-Man?
You bet your fake Italian accent I'm ending this marriage. You know what? You know what? I'm gonna go join up with the guys from Gauntlet. And we're all gonna go to MarsCon. Valkyrie is about to pay up the door prices. Not true! That's impossible!
You can't do this! You can't make Pac-Man a Super Mario Povich joke! I won't let you! I'll kill you all!
Hey, I'll teach you to mouth off at your real father! Come here!
This has been the Super Mario Povich Show, as well as a disaster. On our next episode, we'll catch up with Donkey Kong, who's being sued for negligence by his son, Donkey Kong Jr., who claims that his father is a deadbeat dad who fails to provide him with jungle food or protect him from sentient bear traps. Looks like this time Donkey Kong could be over a barrel. We'll talk with Chef Peter Pepper from Burger Time, recently released from jail for assaulting people with pepper and claiming he was attacked by oversized fried eggs, pickles, and a sausage. Now he's in trouble for walking on people's food, claiming it will get him to the next level. We'll hear his story of marble madness. We'll also be talking to a group of girls from The Sims who party all night and act violent, and we'll send them to boot camp run by the troops from Halo in a segment we're calling Halo Dolly.
No, that, I'm sorry. This just isn't working out, Mario. We're going to have to come up with something new for you to do. Something like cooking with Mario. Or how about trading Mario spaces? I don't know, something like that.
Hey, Mario. What? You look more frustrated than somebody playing E.T. or Raiders of the Lost Ark on the Atari 2600. Look, let's blow this pop down and get out of here. We can go to MarsCon. They got girls in cosplay playing as the princess at the masquerade. And you know what? You don't have to deal with that toadstool.
MarsCon, huh? All right. I'm game. Well, how do we get there?
Oh, it's very easy, my friend. I'll take care of this guy. Make a run for it. Go, Mario. Go.
Oh, okay. I'm out of here. You take the pipe. I'll walk. That thing is a little...
Okay, here I go.
Yeah.
Oh! Hello!
Hey! Hey! Welcome to MarsCon 2008. Press start to continue!